smashed onto the parquetry floor and sprayed dramatically into 1,000 tiny pieces of blue. There was a restrained gasp from her mother and an angry snort from her father. Shocked, the three of them stared mutely at the blue-speckled floor. It was the last straw for Dr. Albert Armstrong. He turned his back to his daughter and snapped the lid of his briefcase down. "You clumsy girl!" "It was an accident," Katerina said defensively. Her father grunted, as though he didn't believe her but had better things to think about. He stepped towards his wife and kissed her brusquely on the cheek. "I'll be home at the usual time, dear." "Yes, dear." He then turned to Katerina, who was still staring at the tiny pieces of glass spread over the floor. "Try to be a help to your mother today, please, Katerina. Don't be worrying her about anything." He didn't wait for her to reply, but strode out the door, closing it stiffly behind him. Katerina looked up, following his retreating shape through the beautiful red and green lead light door leading out into the hall, and wondered why she'd dropped the vase. After all, although she'd given this accommodation business her best shot, she hadn't seriously expected to win. She was only 18, and the main round had been won before the results had come out. That one she'd really insisted on. She wouldn't, simply couldn't, live in a university college. Thankfully, they'd conceded on that one. Just the thought of more institutional food, of lectures and meals, with groups of hearty, giggling girls with bad skin who talked loudly, dressed carelessly, and all their drippy, splotchy-faced boyfriends. Katerina had had enough of that kind of living to last a lifetime. Although it would be another month before she would receive confirmation of a place in law at Melbourne University, her excellent results assured her that there had never been any doubt. She'd won ducks of her prestigious girls' school, plus the French prize and the maths prize. As she turned regretfully to the broken vase, she was reminded of the bitter fight she'd had with her best friend Claire, only 3 months before the end of term.
"You think it's okay to just step on people, don't you, Katerina?"
"What?"
Katerina had been shocked.
"Claire, I simply don't want that dreary girl to come."
That it had been over such a trivial matter made it doubly hard to understand. Claire had suggested inviting some boring girl, whose father had recently carked it, to join them for a day down at Portsea. The girl was a shy, plain, moping type who couldn't even play tennis. She would poison their one free day for sure. How was Katerina to know that her friend would build this disagreement into a raging row?
"You would never consider what she might be going through, would you?"
"What do you mean? What do we owe her?"
But Claire refused to explain herself any further.
"Get a life, Katerina," she'd yelled over her shoulder before storming off. "Just piss off, why don't you, and get a bloody life. Why don't you?"
Katerina had called lamely after her, feeling suddenly sick with remorse and incomprehension. What had she done? It was like now in front of this broken vase. Why did I do this? Claire had been her best friend. They'd laughed together, plotted their futures, told secrets. But in spite of mutual apologies when Claire arrived back at school that evening, their closeness had ended with that horrible argument. Of course, there was the rest of the crowd, Cara in particular, who'd stepped in to fill the gap. But losing Claire's friendship hurt more than Katerina was prepared to admit. So she would live with her big sister Louise for a year. Never mind, Louise would be in fifth year medicine next year, long hours working in the hospitals, as well as being stuck away every night with her books. With a bit of luck, they wouldn't see each other from 1 week to the next. "My dear, it's spoiling everything, you being like this. Your results were so brilliant. Daddy and I are both so proud. I just wish you wouldn't argue so much." Katerina looked up, a little surprised at her mother's voice. She'd forgotten about her even being there. And here she was in the watery green silk dress that matched her eyes, a slightly surprised, harassed look lining her face. Katerina wondered for perhaps the 20th time that week what she would have to do to make her really mad. Her mother especially valued that blue vase. She knew it. It was a beautiful thing. Katerina was ashamed she'd broken it. Yet her mother had simply stood watching, as usual.